Hello, everybody. Welcome to the first 2021 episode of Declutter Me with your host, Shalina. Hello, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Shrek. How are you?
I'm good. So how is 2021 treating you so far? Or is it too early to say?
It's been good so far. A bit busy. Yeah, it's been nice. Yeah, getting back into the full swing of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fine this year.
It's going to be fine. I agree.
Yes.
It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine.
Perfect. Yeah. If cool. You keep on saying it, of course. It's going to be fine, yeah. cool. Anyway, yeah, so, yes.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So today, I thought it would be great to talk about diaries.
Diaries?
Yeah, so I went home. Supposed to be four weeks, ended up being 1 week, thanks to the UK and their tiers and borders closing. God bless the UK. So while I was there, I did go into my bedroom, because I was obviously sleeping there, and I went through a lot of things to declutter and organize. And I'd done it before, not last year, but the year before when I went home and got rid of a lot of paperwork and a lot of DVDs, VHS and all that. This time it was CDs. And I also looked at my sentimental items, which I had reorganized as well last time. But I re-looked again and I found some old diaries. And last time I had removed, put into recycling or shredding a lot of diaries. So the ones I kept were from important years for me. So one was, I had a Bridget Jones diary.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Like, how could you, how could you not have
a Bridget Jones diary? Yeah, exactly. In
99. It could be wrong, yeah.
So yeah, in 99 it was cool. So I bought that. And so I had all this, stuff from my university and I was working part-time, so that was all in my 99 diary.
I think it's very important for our listeners to know that you were cool in 99.
I was very cool, yeah. And, yeah, I still am. Wait, it's not. And
I was merely saying that you've been cool since 99.
Of course. That's another way to look at it. I was cooler before. I was always cool.
Okay.
Well, you should see the pictures of me. Anyway, so and then I also kept a diary from 2005, which was when I moved here. So it was an amazing, beautiful London diary, because it had pictures of London, and it's a lovely diary. And of course it was for a very important year, because it was from when I moved from London to Dubai,
right,
in June. So, and I flicked through it, and I had written things that happened, going on dates, going to concerts, meeting friends, moving here, meeting people here when I moved here and stuff. So all of that was there, and it was lovely just flicking through the pages and quickly looking through. So I'm glad I kept those diaries, but I didn't want to keep all of them because, yes, important things happened during those various years, but didn't need to keep all of them. So because of that, I came home and I was like, you know what? I want to start that again. I want to have a manual. I call it a manual, but a physical diary.
Yep.
To write entries, to write about what's happening in my day-to-day life. So not just my appointments, my sessions with clients, meetings or whatever, but also other things, like going for dinner with friends or going to cinema or whatever. And little things that just happen in the day. Because we put it in our electronic calendar, but it's not so visually nice to look at later, yeah. Right?
It's also a bit disjointed, right? You have something in a calendar, you have something in your photo album, you have something, maybe an email somewhere tracking something else.
Yeah.
We don't track events like we used to on things like Facebook before, right? So where people would then sit and post pictures and we'd all collect it. And all of those things have kind of become a little passe as well, right? So I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
And then this is an interesting tie-in as well, because I think a lot of mental health approaches, and so I'm not talking professional stuff aside, but a lot of mental health approaches in the last couple of years have been advising things like journaling, daily journaling and stuff, like write stuff down that happens in your day.
Yeah.
Or even just like write one good thing that happens to you every day as a way of reminding yourself of the positivity and not getting sucked into negativity. So I think it's an interesting kind of space. I think if someone has, like you said, has had the habit and wants to start something, or maybe wants to start a brand new one.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and as you said, the journaling thing has come up a lot. I've seen it with clients. They've brought loads of notebooks to start journaling it, because it became a cool thing about 2 years ago. But especially bullet journaling, and of course people haven't done it, but quite a few people started it during 2020, during the lockdown. And people, you know, I have a friend who started doing her COVID diaries on Instagram. I recently started doing a Declutter Me diary because of an event that happened with a client. You know, he passed away after I'd been with him. So, you know, it was, I've been writing about things as well on Instagram, on social media, but this is different. This is more personal. This is for myself rather than for anybody else. So I thought, yeah, let's, you know, let me do that. And also, funnily enough, we've for Christmas, the grandchildren and myself all got journals for my dad.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the grandkids, my oldest nephew, wrote on one of the, because they gave him two copies of journal, and they wrote, please write down all your memories of your family life, your childhood, all your memories, because we want to keep them. And I got the journal from my dad to allow him to just let out whatever's in his head, because he's retired.
Yeah.
You know, he was working and commuting every day, and now he's got so much time, he has too much time to think. And as you said, with this link with journaling and mental health, you know, it's a good way to let it out and to help, you know, with insomnia and to help with stress and all that stuff. So we've done it in a way to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and just like people did it this year, last year as well, you know, with dealing with the lockdown. So whether you're journaling or diary writing, it's the same sort of thing, that you're letting out whatever's in your head into the diary. And in the diary I got, it has like 2 days on each page, but then there's a notes bit, so I can write notes from meetings, or I can write journaling kind of thoughts, you know, or positive actions or whatever. You know, I think a lot of people will be inspired by that. And funnily enough, a lot of shops are not selling them because they made such a loss last year.
Right.
You can still buy 2020 diaries for like not much money right now.
Yeah.
And obviously you can just change to 2021 and, you know, you can do that. But, yeah, so it was very hard to find a diary to buy, but I finally bought one yesterday. But, yeah, if you're into it, have a look, see online, see in the regular shops, you know, if there's a diary that's good for you. Or if you have old diaries, say like the 2020 ones, you can reuse it. Like, just ignore the fact that the days might be wrong on it,
right,
but the dates are the same, right? So it's, you know, 1st of January, 2nd of January, they're all the same. And you can use that. And just think of it as it would be one day in front this time.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not super important, as you said, because ultimately if you're looking at it from a journaling perspective, or you want to write something down at the end of your day, or you want to just take notes about a certain day that happened, you can kind of make it work.
Yeah.
It's not too difficult.
Yeah. But if you're using it as a diary, you can easily just each week just quickly change the days into, true, you know, Monday, Tuesday and everything. Once a week, you can just do that.
Yeah. And you can always look at getting a date agnostic diary, right? So just a diary that allows you to just insert the date at the top and start writing on that day, therefore not being limited by a year changing.
Exactly. Like exactly. That. So, yeah. So, So that's a good thing to do, you know, with that, you know, with reusing and recycling, especially the 2020 diaries, if you've got that and you didn't use it. And a trick that a friend put on social media was, don't use a pen, use a pencil, just in case.
Okay.
And, you know, and I was like, I started writing in my nice pen, you know, all the entries for this year. And then it came to like, say, the 6th of January, and things have changed within the hour of me writing. And thankfully, I started writing in pencil after the first few days because I remembered what she'd said. So I could easily erase the things. So if you're using a diary, you know, as a daily, for some, you know, for daily use, use pencil. Don't use pen. You know, get a nice, you know, the twisty pencil things.
Yeah.
Use that with an eraser on it. But yeah, if you're journaling, you can write with pen. You can write with however you want. And then, yeah, and think about also look at your old diaries and, you know, have a look at that. You know, a lot of people have kept old diaries for sentimental reasons, but go through it now, you know, if you have time and see, do you need to keep the diary? Is there, you know, is it just clutter? Is there space for it? Is it just taking up valuable real estate? Are you going to look at it again? You know, why are you keeping it? if it has important information in it, take, you know, pictures of it or take a note of it and put it in an electronic format or in a special, you know, just a you know, agnostic book, as you said, and then get rid of that diary. If it does have very important dates in it, or the book is a journal and it has important things in it, keep it. If it does mean a lot to you, like I said, I kept two diaries that because they're incredibly important. It was a pivotal year for me, those 2 years. So I kept them. But the rest of them I got rid of. So, you know, do that. See, you know, think about it really. Like, is it that important to keep that diary or that journal or that notebook? And if it's not, put it in the shredder or put it in for recycling, you know, and make sure you remove important information in it, you know, with numbers or like banking details or whatever. Because we used to, in the old days.
Yeah, we used to write everything down.
Yeah, we used to write, And nothing was on a phone, was it? Like, you know, just about had a phone. So do that. And, you know, and if you have, you know, calendars as well. A lot of people keep calendars and they keep it because of the pictures. And we used to do that. And I think we still, my parents still have, because my dad used to work for the Bank of China. And we used to get beautiful, beautiful calendars. Like, you know, the pictures were amazing. And we kept them because of the beautiful pictures. But we've never taken the pictures out and made put them into frames, which we should do.
Right.
So do that. Otherwise, get rid of the calendars.
This is preserve the pictures, but you can let the calendar itself go. Right?
Exactly. Because you don't need those dates, you know. But if you're not going to preserve the pictures and actually frame them or do anything about them, then get rid of it. There's no point keeping it. As beautiful as it might be, what is the point of keeping it? So think about that when you go through all your stuff, because obviously it's always about, is it taking up valuable real estate in your house? If you are, you do travel or move to different houses or are an expat, you're just holding on to stuff that you then have to put into a container, which costs money. So, you know, think about that. Are you traveling around the world with these sentimental items that you don't actually look at and they stay in the boxes in each house that you're in? So get rid of it, you know, lessen the amount of stuff that you have that you can't use, you can't reuse, or just have no purpose anymore in your life. So that's my tips on diaries and my thoughts on having diaries and calendars this year.
So, that sounds good. Yeah. I mean, I think it's interesting as well, right? Like, I mean, we're talking about the mental health link and stuff. You know, when you said earlier, right, like, ultimately, like, if there are really some strong memories and some strong things that you want to preserve, you should preserve it. And I think it's something that, like, sometimes we get caught up in this thing, we're like, why am I keeping this?
Yes.
Or whatever. But I mean, if it means something to you, I'd rather declutter something else than declutter this, right? Because these are personal memories, you know, compared to, like, a lot of other things that we just hoard from or keep for no reason.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, you can always, and, you know, get a memory box. There are beautiful boxes you can get from IKEA or from various stationery shops. Get a nice big box and put, you know, your diaries, you know, the important tickets you have. I keep all my concert tickets because I go to so many concerts. Right. So they're all kept. And then, you know, and any other tickets for, you know, concerts, not concert, operas and stuff like that. And, you know, anything that's important, put into that memory box. So your diaries, you know, trinkets, anything, you know. But keep it in one place, not in various different places and all thrown up at the top of your wardrobe. Have it in a nice place, but then see how much you've got. If you don't need everything. Mm-hmm. And even with the photos, if you don't know who's in the photo, get rid of it, which we talked about before. But keep the important things in that memory box and it will be valuable. And it will be valuable for generations moving forward, you know.
Yeah. Cool. Well, so that's all we have for you this week. As always, you can contact Shalina, talk to her about how to preserve your memories, how to preserve other things, how to declutter all of it by contacting her on social media at DeclutterMe. So that's at DeClutterMe. And you can also get her via her contact form on the website, which is at DeclutterMe.com. I will see you next week. I hope all of you are having a happy 2021.
Bye.
Bye.